Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist. Reach out to me through my website, which is nolatherapy.com. It is the abbreviation for New Orleans Los Angeles Therapy, NOLATHERAPY.com. At my website, there are links to this podcast on four different platforms, so you can choose your favorite. I ask that if you enjoy what you have been hearing, today is episode number 221. I'd love for you to give me a written review and rating. That really helps boost my ranking on iTunes and the other big platforms for podcasts and podcasters. Reach out to me if there's a guest you're interested in me interviewing and how I can reach them. There's a link to reach out at NOLA Therapy. I offer an online class teaching you 20 psycho-spiritual techniques to change your life. I call it empowerment, I-N, sourcing from within yourself and bringing forth what is already within you wanting to be expressed. And these 20 techniques are practices that I use every day. I have a big toolbox of self-care. Every day we greet our day differently, so we need to have an array of practices and mechanisms and books and techniques based on how we feel and what's going to work. So I share with you in that online course those personal tips and tricks that I've learned. My book is available as well through NOLA Therapy. It is a book having to do with healing our deepest core woundings through empathy, self-forgiveness, and compassion. It is endorsed by His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, and that's at NOLA Therapy. It's available right now on pre-sale and ships out to you November 17th. I have been enjoying being a guest on podcasts recently talking about this work and how I want to help you forgive yourself and really shift out of the same patterns you might feel stuck in and uncertain how to change, how to shift. I have done it in my own life through changing my thoughts, which underlie our belief systems. And then we start to think new and more supportive beliefs, as my guest today, Janet McKee, has written her number one best-selling book about. And in that way, we really start to create our lives from the inside out. And our outward life mirrors the way we're feeling inside. I have a lot of really cool questions to ask Janet about her processes. And lastly, I invite you to join my email list as well at NOLA Therapy. I send out a monthly newsletter highlighting guests that I've interviewed and just thoughts in my mind, and I'd love to share that with you. Lastly, follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, at NOLA Therapy, and reach out. Okay, my guest today is Janet McKee. She is a speaker. She's a success coach. She's the CEO of Sana View, and Sana, S-A-N-A, is Latin for health and wellness. So I think that's really cool, health and wellness view. And her company, she offers comprehensive wellness resources for you to live a better life. She includes nutrition, health, and shifting your belief patterns, and how you can actually achieve your goals. Janet is also a number one best-selling author, and today we are discussing her book, Stressless Success: The Surprising Secrets to a Life of Passion, Purpose, and Prosperity. Also, check out, Janet has a beautiful 52-acre organic farm. It's available for events and overnights, for retreats. It's in Champion, Pennsylvania. And I'm going to give her websites now, and then they'll also be in the show notes. SanaView.com, JanetMcKee.com, and StresslessSuccess.com. Welcome, Janet.
Thank you, Lisa. My goodness, what a wonderful introduction. I'm honored to be here with you today.
I appreciate that. I actually asked to move our interview up from October because I just really loved your book so much. And I wanted to talk sooner. So thank you.
That's so awesome. Thank you. I can't wait to read yours.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So where do you want to start with us today on how we can use the laws of the universe? You talk about quantum mechanics, which says that everything is vibrating energy. Where is the important starting point for us today?
I think the important starting point is to understand the very critical missing piece that, you know, so many people out there are speaking out. And what I discovered is that that is not correct. Mm-hmm. And that shocks people. And people are like, what do you mean that's not your mindset? Well, your mindset is great when things are going well. Right? And everything's going well and you're feeling fabulous and you're having a great day. You know how more and more things go well and you're just thinking so positively. Absolutely. You want to keep that momentum going. The problem is that when we're facing a challenge and we're upset about it, we're emotional about it, we're filled with fear, anxiety, guilt, shame, whatever that is, frustration, and somebody tells you that you need to think positively. You actually, not only is it very difficult to think positively when you're facing a challenge, it actually can make the situation worse. And that is shocking for many people to hear. So yeah. I would like to unwrap that for you.
Let's do it.
Okay. There's a little bit of static on the line. I hope you can hear me okay. It must be.
I can hear you. Yeah. It's a light static, but I can hear you for sure.
Okay. Wonderful. So it's interesting, Lisa, because as everyone I'm sure you have on this call, on this podcast, and I know in your life as well, you've been through a lot of challenges, and me too. And it's interesting because I was always a high achiever. I graduated top of all my classes, undergrad, graduate school, on and on. And I climbed the corporate ladder in two Fortune 500 companies very rapidly, had this huge high power, high pressure job, but it brought me down because all the stress and pressure caused me to develop an autoimmune disease where I landed in the hospital with an illness that I couldn't understand and couldn't control. And the doctors gave me no hope. Something came over me, and it was way before I knew anything about natural health and healing. And the options they gave me were dreadful. They wanted to start removing my organs or put me on a medication that causes cancer. And I said, no, I don't know anything. But something came over me, you know what that is, like that intuition. I said, no, yeah. I'm not going to do either of those. Got myself out of the hospital and through a few years of trial and error, completely resolved my health challenge. And then I became passionate about wanting to help others. So I left the corporate world, went to Columbia University to study holistic health and wellness.
Wow.
And it was incredible because I had all these medical doctors come and teach us that food and lifestyle are everything. And of course, we tapped in a little bit into this mindset discussion. So okay. I worked for decades. You know, I was completely healed my body. No illness whatsoever. No medication whatsoever.
That's amazing.
It's been that way for two decades. Yes. Amazing. And I worked in that regard with others and helping them, and I had great success in working in that practice. And it's really interesting, Lisa, just to be clear, everybody knows this, that our challenges help us make us stronger and wiser, and they help us create a better version of ourselves. If it wasn't for almost dying in the hospital, Lisa, I would never be as healthy as I am today, and I never would have helped so many others achieve the same. Right? So the challenge, when you look back, it's like, wow, I'm grateful that that happened. Well, I was going along successful in that regard when I hit the next walls of my life, when my husband of 26 years walked out on me and our son in an hour's notice.
Wow.
Left
yeah.
me not only heartbroken and our family ripped apart, but left me at the brink of financial disaster. He had put liens on all of these investment properties that I developed while raising our son for financial stability for our family to buy a business that the time he left his business was failing. So all of these liens. So I felt like not only was I standing on thin ice, I felt like the roof above my head was a house of cards because he also put a lien on the home where we lived.
Wow.
So not only was I heartbroken, I was facing bankruptcy. And I did not know, Lisa, how I was going to support a household for me and our son. So I literally went through a year at the depths of depression, anxiety, fear, everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
And after a solid year of that, I said to myself, wait a minute. I used to be a vibrant, happy, healthy, successful woman. I need to find myself again. So I went out around the world, figuratively and literally, and studied with world masters in success, achievement, high performance, abundance, positivity. And all of those teachings, I call them like a delicious morsel. They helped me, like I would taste and savor them, and they would help me somewhat. But I kept finding myself a little bit stuck and frustrated because I knew that my life could be better yet, but I wasn't yet discovering that. So it wasn't until I was working with a client of mine, and I do a lot of speaking, on-site corporate workshops, off-site leadership retreats. I do one-on-one consulting, high-performance consulting, and I'm working with this client of mine, and she's the CEO of a $250 million company. And that's when I made this incredible discovery. I'm working with her, Lisa, and she told me, she said, Janet, I want to start working with you because I'm very successful in my business. Things are going well, but all of the stress and pressure that I have from dealing with running my business, I'm afraid that I've developed an illness, a chronic illness, because I have pain in my abdomen that is chronic and I'm very frightened. She said, but don't worry. I took all the seminars, read all the books, watched all the webinars about positive mindset, and I know the mind and body connection. So I go to bed at night and I repeat to myself positive affirmations. And that makes sense, right, for you and me and people that are familiar.
Yeah.
So I said to her, I said, Monica, what are you saying to yourself? She said, I go to bed at night and I say, I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I'm healthy. That's when I realized she was forcing a positive thought about something she was fearful about. But by doing so, she was putting more fear out there from her energy. And she was making the situation worse. Does that make sense?
It does. It wasn't deeply authentic. She wasn't feeling healthy at her deepest core.
Exactly. She was trying to leap too far too fast.
Yeah. Yes. That's a good way to say it.
Yes. So I that's when it occurred to me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You're creating more fear by trying to force a positive thought, which is what everybody says. You just have to think positive. You have to control your mind. People talk about mindset control. That's ridiculous, I realize. You know, how many people out there are able to control all of their thoughts all of the time? You can't. And that's when I realized that's a total struggle and stress. And the more you try to do it, the more frustrated you become. And that's the opposite of what we want to create here. And this is what we're talking about, is stressless success. We believe we must stress and struggle and strive to get to the next level of success. When actually the opposite is true. When we stress and struggle, we put walls of resistance up. We block opportunities and solutions and possibilities from just flowing to us with ease. But when we learn to break down walls of energy, then amazing things happen. And that's what I discovered. So let me explain what I told Monica on that day. And yes, I kind of heard this from other people, and this was really inspiring. As I told her, imagine that she's on a ladder, and she's on the low rung of a ladder right now, and she's feeling fear and anxiety and pain, right? If you try to leap from the bottom rung of a ladder to the top rung of a ladder in one thought, right, or in one leap, what's going to happen? You're going to fall off the ladder, right, and break your leg or worse. So I said to her, we're going to go one rung at a time with thoughts that you believe and you will notice because they feel good. So I said to her, I said, Monica, your body is experiencing pain because it's showing you that something's out of balance, correct? Yes, it is. Well, it's showing you that something is out of balance, but this is a good thing because you're a smart woman. And you need to know that something's out of balance so that you can begin to search for solutions. Yes, it is. So actually, the pain is a good thing because it's showing you you need to make corrections. Yes, it is. So these little thoughts that are the truth that she believed in that moment actually feel better. And we're climbing the ladder gradually instead of trying to make a leap. This is so powerful and so important. Now realize that at one point, you're going to try to climb too far a little bit, and it's going to start to feel uncomfortable again. And it's at that point, you walk away from the ladder. You walk away from the subject. Just walk away. Leave it go. Don't try to fight against negative thoughts and feelings. If you try to fight against them, which everybody tells you, you shouldn't have any negative thoughts, right? It's like, that's ridiculous. You're going to have positive, negative thoughts. We're human. Just leave it go. Walk away and do anything and everything that helps you to feel good. And I bet that's a big part of what you teach in your book.
It is, Janet. And even before calling you for the show today, I took a note about, and it literally says, reaching for a better feeling thought, going up the ladder of emotion, one better feeling thought at a time, just like you were describing with Monica, that often I know, like, you know, I'll say, because I know now when I say something and it's, well, that's too big because I don't really genuinely connect with it. So I've really been teaching myself what does feel true, what, and it doesn't mean we're not doing well. Like, it's to just appreciate, and I find appreciation, which I know you teach, to be a wonderful way to get there, just to notice something I do appreciate. And it's like, oh, I start to like flow in that way more easily.
Appreciation is brilliant, Lisa, because it's even stronger and more powerful than gratitude. So let's look at this. Gratitude, we think in our heads, right? It's like, oh, I appreciate, thank you for my family and my home and my job and my health, right? It's in our heads often. But when you appreciate something, you like really experience it. You feel it. It's like, wow, I so appreciate the sun shining today and the blue sky, or even if it's raining, it's like, wow, we need the rain. We need water to nourish and our plants and our, you know, it's just like when you appreciate, you go in deeper, I believe, and you experience the very thing that you're grateful for. And it's that experience that you feel more. And don't get me wrong, some people do feel gratitude from their heart and they do really feel it. But I notice that when people appreciate, they're really, really digging in and feeling the very thing that they're grateful for. So it's that feeling that creates your energy. And that's what you're talking about. I love your empowerment title for your course, because I talk about this is true self-empowerment. Mm-hmm. So many people feel they're victims of what's happening in the world. Oh, it's my spouse. That's why I'm unhappy. Or, oh, it's the government or the economy or the pandemic or the this or the that or my boss, right? My boss makes me unhappy. Well, if you are feeling a victim of what's happening around you, then you're giving your power away, when all of the power to create your life is right in the palm of your hands, and in the palms of your hands. And this, so it's very, very simple. It's very simple. It's not always easy, though. And that's the thing. When people are facing a challenge, that's where so many people in their teachings, I believe, fall short, because challenges are tough. They can be really tough and really hard, or those, you know, like those memories from your past that are upsetting. So you can't fight against those. You can't eliminate, right? You can't remove limiting beliefs. You can't remove painful thoughts. If you try to fight against those, then you're giving your power away to those.
And they tend to get stronger if you're, you know, what you resist persists. Versus what in that case for the listener that might be, can you give us walk us through an example?
Excellent question, because so many people say that what resists persists. It's like, okay, well then what do I do?
Right? Yeah.
Okay, well, what do I do instead? So you just accept it, right? You accept it, and let me just talk for a moment that I have a chapter in Stressless Success titled Negative Thoughts Are a Positive Thing. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I've never heard from anybody, right? Yeah. Thoughts are terrible, right? So negative thoughts are actually a positive thing. So let's look at that first, because that's normally what you resist. okay, these negativity, this negativity, these negative thoughts, these negative emotions, these negative, right?
Yeah.
Well, imagine you are heading down the highway toward the life of your dreams, and you see, you start to daydream, and you're driving along, and you hit those rumble strips on the side of the road. As a matter of fact, Abraham Hicks, I heard, spoke about this once, and I thought this was brilliant. Those rumble strips on the side of the road, right? You hit them, it goes boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
Right? Those are very uncomfortable. But those rumble strips are protecting you from driving off the cliff, right? Mm-hmm. They protect you. Well, I like to look at my negative thoughts and emotions as they're like those warning flags, those warning signs at the side of the road saying, you know, hazard on the side, right? So be careful. And they're just letting you know, wait a minute, they're uncomfortable. That means you're getting off your path, because everything you give out, you get back in life. Mm-hmm. And this is the very simple secret, that all you need to pay attention to is, what are you giving out from an energy? Like, what energy are you giving out? So those negative thoughts, those negative emotions, those warning signs, that's all they are. They're letting you know you're getting off your path toward the life of your dreams. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. They're saying, hey, wait a minute. You're feeling uncomfortable. Something's up. So that's good. Okay, what's up? Now we can just be aware of it. So when you think, first of all, that, wait a minute, this negative thought, this negative feeling is a good thing. It's letting me know I'm getting off my path. Then, okay, it's a good thing. You're no longer fighting against it. And so it no longer has power over you. So right there, you just are calmer. You have clearer thinking. You're like, okay, I'm thinking a thought. I'm feeling an emotion that's causing me to affect my energy. So what can I do? First of all, I can just be aware of it. I can look at it. Is it really the truth? Or am I just thinking, you know, a repetitive thought about something that makes me feel uncomfortable? And then, okay, you can't, at that moment, let's say, you can't think a better thought about that. You can't feel better about that subject.
Yeah.
Then just let it go. Let it go. Accept it. Let it go. Walk away. Just walk away from that warning sign. Walk away from those rumble strips. Just walk away from that subject and do anything and everything that you love to do that makes you feel better off the subject. Just get off of it. Dance. Sing. Have that gratitude, appreciation, prayer, meditation. Get outside of Mother Nature. Everyone that's listening to this knows this. You know the list of things you're supposed to do to feel better. But where's your list? Make your list. Have it in the hip pocket of your mind at all times to pull it out. Right? I love to dance and sing to uplifting music. I love to get in Mother Nature, right? And admire the trees and admire the birds and admire the sky and admire this grass and the flowers, right? Just do whatever you can do to feel better in that moment off the subject. Because as you feel better in any way, right there, you are creating a better life. That's how simple it is.
Absolutely. How did Monica respond to this direction, just going back to your client?
Oh, my goodness, Lisa. It's been amazing, Monica. As a matter of fact, I have to tell you a full story. So she noticed immediately, within days, I know I spoke to her a week later, the pain began to subside. I mean, look at that. When she realized the pain was there to help her, realized that she just had to start living a healthier life, that's mind and body, right? Living a healthier life and start to, you know, when you say, okay, what can I do to start being healthier? You ask your brain a question, you immediately start to search for answers. It's really kind of brilliant. It shifts the brain chemistry and you start to search for answers. And things, so she was more relaxed about the pain, which brought in solutions and possibilities and opportunities that she would never have thought of. Right? It's not in your head that everything happens. It's not where the solutions are. The solutions are in your energy. And when she just started to be more calm, then her energy shifted and things began to happen for her. But let me tell you, all kinds of things began to happen because she understood the power of the energy and this process of just doing things that feel better. And she had all kinds of breakthroughs. She had an issue at her business where her bank that held her line of credit. When the pandemic hit, they panicked and they started to become very, very risk averse. And they were going to pull her line. And that would have affected her business, like, dreadfully. And she called me. She said, Janet, I'm so upset. I can't believe they're doing this. And she's like, the words out of her mouth and the feeling, she was filled with fear, anxiety. Yeah. About a different subject now, right? And I said, at one point she said, that these people at the bank, they're acting like children. And I said to her, aha, Monica, I said, okay, imagine they're little children. And they you need to take them by the hand and show them a better way. And I talked her through that. Of course, it was a long conversation. And all of a sudden, that shifted her energy. Amazing things happened immediately after that she could have never thought of with 1,000 hours of concentrated thinking. Things happened out of her control that shifted the power from the bank to her. And she was able to resolve. Before she knew it, the bank was literally eating out of the palm of her hands. Something she could have never created, she could have never thought of in thousands of hours of focused thinking. She shifted her energy by imagining the bank executives were little children. She had to take them by the hand to show them a better way. And amazing things happened. Her business has had a loss of sales by 50%, and the sales have been flat and falling. 2 weeks ago, she brought me into her corporation to speak to her salespeople. I taught them about just shift their energy, do anything and everything to feel better. And we talked yes. about it, and I motivate, uplift them. They had me back in 2 weeks for a follow-up meeting. Over those 2 weeks, Lisa, their sales have skyrocketed.
That's awesome.
The economy hasn't shifted. Their industry
right.
hasn't shifted.
They shifted
themselves.
But their energy
themselves.
Shifted. Yes,
they
themselves.
Their energy. They can't even believe it. They showed me the chart of sales. It's like a spike went straight up ever since I met with them. They cannot even believe it. It's amazing.
It's amazing. So
they don't have to worry about the economy. It doesn't matter about the economy. It doesn't matter about what's happening. It doesn't matter. All that matters is within them. And they have the power within them to just even a little bit. Expand and uplift, I call it. Expand and uplift. Break those walls of resistance. Do anything and everything to expand and uplift your energy and watch what happens. Just watch. You don't have to control what happens around you. All you have to do is be aware of what you're giving off. Like every day before I take action on anything, I say to myself, okay, Jenna, how's your energy? How's your energy? How are you feeling? And I say, okay, what can I do in this moment, even the slightest thing, to uplift my energy even slightly? That's all. And then I take action. This is true productivity. This is true efficiency. This is true clarity. And this is what leads to success in every area of your life. And this is the basis of stressless success.
Janet, I'm going to ask you when we come back from our very quick commercial break about your routine, more about how you do start mm-hmm. each day and the statements you
Absolutely.
Say when we get back.
Thank you.
Yeah. So for you, the listeners of All Things Therapy, Audible is my sponsor. And I, in fact, just finished recording my audiobook, which will be available on Audible. I love audiobooks. I find it to be such a recharge to just go select one of their books and listen to it as you're cooking or driving or walking, whatever you may be doing. As my listener, they are offering you a free audiobook download to try them out. They have over 100,000 titles. Simply go to audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy to take advantage of that offer. audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy. So can you tell us more about how you talk to yourself, how you greet each day and end each day? I like asking someone like you teaching this material, like your own
yes.
tricks and habits.
Yes. What a wonderful question, because that leads me to a very important point first.
Good.
is our research that we did over 20 years, we found the world's most accomplished people, and these are not just people accomplished in business or accomplished in every area of their life, they don't wait for something challenging to happen to then have to fix their energy. They do it preemptively. Mm. They build. It's just like an athlete, a professional athlete knows their sport, but they practice it every day. A musician knows their instrument, but they practice it every day. Well, this is what I want the listeners to understand. This is something you want to begin to play around with and practice every day preemptively. Because the more you do this, then the quicker and easier you're able to rebound when a challenge appears or you know, it hits you. So, and the more you build this and create this from within you, you will begin to notice that things go easier for you in your life, that you face less challenges. And when a challenge does arise, it's not as serious, and you rebound with resilience very quickly. So the idea is you've got to build a foundation. You've got to build a foundation for uplifted energy. And number one, the most important thing you need to do is take care of yourself. Yes, I have a wellness background, but I was so pleased to learn that the world's most accomplished people know that wellness is their number one priority. They know that when they take good care of themselves, they have the energy, clarity, and confidence to live a successful life. So that means go to bed early, get high quality rest, drink, when you wake up, drink fresh water, eat real food grown from Mother Nature the way Mother Nature intended, move your body, and breathe fresh air. Isn't that simple and common sense? That's the foundation. But the most important moment of your day, I believe, is the moment when you first wake up. Because human nature has it that we naturally tend toward negative thinking and negative feelings, right? They just happen naturally. And we wake up and we start to worry, like, oh no, I got to get up. I got to get ready. I got to get to work. I got to let the dog out. I got to feed the dog. I got to feed the kids. I got to, you know, drive through traffic, whatever that is. I got to meet with my boss. I got an important client meeting. We start worrying about all of the things. I got to pay the bills, right? That's how we wake up. Instead, we want to don't fight against that. Just accept it. Okay, I'm human. That's natural. But what can I think instead? And the world's most accomplished people reach for. They reach for thoughts that feel better. And notice my emphasis, thoughts that feel better. So I started playing around with this. I'd wake up and I'd notice, like, okay, today's going to be an interesting day. I wonder what kind of people I'm going to meet or talk to. I wonder what's going to happen. And I noticed by playing around with that, my days are getting better and better. Well, do you know what I say to myself now every morning, Lisa?
Huh.
Which you probably know sure in my book. I say, today is going to be the best day of my life. And I get the feeling of what that would feel like to have the best day of my life. And I lay there for a solid minute at least, and I feel, what would it feel like to have the best day of my life? And guess what today is?
Huh.
The best day of my life. I'm on the, look, I'm on the live radio with you, you know, on this All Things Therapy, you know, LA Talk Radio, like sharing these ideas with the world. What would I be doing other than total amazing opportunity to share? And again, you know, there's a lot of people, whatever. This is the secret to life. Mm-hmm. And all I'm asking people is just get out. There's a whole section of Stressless Success titled Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Energy. That's all. Just look at your energy. Ask yourself, what is your energy right now? What is my energy? What am I giving off right now? It's that sixth sense. What am I giving off to people right now? Because whatever I'm giving off to the world is what I'm going to get back. So I want to give off something slightly better. What can I do to just feel slightly better in this moment? And if you just live from that, don't worry about what your head's saying. Stop worrying about your head. You cannot control your head. So all the people out there saying you have to have positive mindset all the time, that just stop it. Stop worrying about that. Doesn't that feel better? Isn't that easier?
Yes.
It's easier. It's no longer a struggle, Lisa. It's no longer. This is stressless success. Stop struggling against negative thoughts and all of that. And just relax and break down those walls and start doing it. So you start your day, reach for creative thought, but it's got to create a thought that feels good to you. And if you're having a major challenge that's upsetting, just pick the slightest thing. Even if it's something that has nothing to do with the challenge you're facing, the slightest thing. Like, okay, I am appreciating this moment of waking up and breathing air and being alive again, right? Just the slightest thing. And build from there, because that momentum will begin to build and little things will start to happen for you. And you'll think it's coincidence. I'd be like the salespeople, right, at the company. They were like, I'm like, this is not a coincidence. You know, there's no such things as coincidences. There's no such things I've discovered. Mm-hmm. No such thing as a coincidence. Everything comes from you and you create yes. everything. Everything yes. is from your creation. So when something bad happens, I'm like, oh, what am I creating? What did I do that was creating that? And then it's like, oh, okay, I'm okay. It's all right. I'm human. How can I fix that energy? How can I elevate my energy a little bit? And from there come solutions. Solutions will flow. Things I could never thought of.
And, you know, Janet, for myself in the morning, I actually wake up. I have two cats. And I tell my cats, this is the best day of our lives.
Oh,
and I pet them. Yes, I give him a little kiss on the head. I'm like, today's the best day of our lives. And before I open an email or make a yeah. call or anything, and I've learned actually a practitioner, Mark Mezadorian, suggested sleeping with your phone on airplane mode, especially if it's near your head. So those waves aren't, you know, like they're not always permeating your energy field. So I sleep with my phone yeah. on airplane mode. And for even if it's 5 minutes, usually I plan for more. I'll make my coffee and I sit quietly and I just close my eyes and meditate for at least 5 minutes, just feeling yeah. like raising my vibration to this is a new day and like nothing's happened yet. And I just intend for really wonderful things to happen. Like I imagine the best case scenarios, because people think it's getting out ahead of something to think of the worst case scenario, but it's just creating what you expect. So I take some time to create the best case scenario and just really breathe into like being open to listening and hearing how I need to respond and reply, and that only wonderful things come through my phone and email. And then I'll start, you know, like I'll go through emails based on what I want to answer first, kind of let the energy, like you said, lead me, like start with what excites me. And I find that I'm more productive. I start what I should. Same, kind of let the energy lead you in your work.
Oh my gosh, you said several very important things. Let me just highlight real quickly here.
Yeah.
First, you said you sit there in your meditation, you imagine a good outcome. So you know this, like when you imagine, you actually visualize, you change the brain filter.
Yeah.
You change your brain filter. You also, of course, you're changing your energy because you're imagining a good outcome. So you're imagining some wonderful situation, right? And you can feel it and taste it and smell it. And you're just like, imagine. When you do that visualization, you're literally not only shifting your energy, but you're shifting your brain filter. So from this, right, so we've created this brain filter all throughout our lives, right? When you were little, if you were told you're not good enough, you're not lovable enough, right, then we continue to see things throughout our lives to confirm the brain filter. Because our filter, you know, that brain filter is going to protect our brain from sensory overload. But what we do, so the way that's been proven to change that brain filter that you've created throughout your life is through visualization, because you're brain doesn't know the difference between something real that's happening and something that you're visualizing. So that is one of the tools that you've heard others talk about, but it's really powerful, and I highlight that in Stressless Success. But also you said the most important thing, and I mentioned it earlier, that when you do that, imagine a good outcome, and then you get on, you only do the good emails first, and you're shifting your energy first, then that is the key to productivity. Because you can beat your head against the wall on something difficult all day long, and what kind of result are you going to get, right?
Yeah.
What you give out, you're going to get back. So you are deliberately and intentionally making sure your energy is solid in terms of being open and expanded and a really good foundation before you go to those a little bit more challenging emails. And then you've got better blood flow. You've got open, you're open. Your energy is so wide open that solutions for those emails will just occur. They'll occur without effort. And the more you just start noticing it, you know, do it on something little first, and you'll, and then the more you practice and you play with this idea, that is true productivity. And that's why people become highly successful when they apply this deliberately and with intention like you do.
And I love, thank you. Were you talking in your book about attention with intention? Can you talk to us about that? It was really powerful. Like giving our attention with intention.
Yeah. So many people just react to their life, right? They just react to the reality around them. They react to what happens to them. But when you start living with intention and you pay attention to what is going on inside of you, and you work that, because that's what you have control over. That's the power in the palm of your hands, right? It's just this, just what's going on inside of me. But so many people think that they can't control what happens around them. But when you understand that power within you to shift your energy and your feeling and your emotions by doing something, then you do control what happens around you. And this is hard for people to believe. But you mentioned the quantum field earlier, and we know this in quantum mechanics, which is a theory within quantum physics. They did a study, right? They were doing a study, the double slit experiment, where the scientists were focusing on the double slits. And when they focused on the double slits, they got a different result than when they turned away from it. Now, that's just so incredible. When you realize that what that intention within you creates this power that does actually shift things around you that you thought you had no control over, trust me. You'll read in the last chapter of Stressless Success how I moved mountains in my life that I was told were impossible, and I mentioned many clients of mine that have moved impossible mountains as well. This is so powerful, and it's all within you. It's within every single person that's listening to this right now. So please just be aware of it. Start playing around with it. Begin to live with deliberate intention and pay attention to your energy and watch what happens.
Yes, Janet. And I think for us to end with the offer that you have for listeners that you offer on stresslesssuccess.com with your book.
Yes, my book already hit number one bestseller. So once it did and the pandemic hit, and how is it possible that I released a book titled Stressless Success February of 2020, right before the pandemic hit?
Amazing.
I could not have planned that. And meanwhile, I researched for 10 years and spent a year writing the book. I could not have planned that any better, but it happened because my energy. It happened because my energy. So then after I hit number one, I decided to give the book away for free. So people go to stresslesssuccess.com. You will get an immediate PDF download of a 3-day banish burnout plan so that you can begin to apply these principles and get immediate results. And you also have the option, if you would like, you don't have to, you can buy the book on anywhere books are sold, but if you'd like to receive a free paperback copy, you just have to cover shipping. The option is for you there on stresslesssuccess.com. If you want to learn more about me, then of course go to janetmckee.com.
Janet, thank you. This has been a wonderful time, and you're offering, it's so generous to offer the book for free so people can learn these techniques.
Thank you so much. Well, I love everything you're doing, and the opportunity to speak with you here today has been amazing for me. You are doing great work in the world, Lisa. I really look forward to connecting with you further.
Me too, Janet. I appreciate that. I want to come see your farm. It's beautiful.
Please, please, please. As a matter of fact, what's popping into my head, and maybe that's my intuition that you're asking me to tap into, is we need to do a program together. And wouldn't that be amazingly powerful to do a program together at my organic farm?
I would love that. Thank you.
Let's do that when your book is released or beforehand even. We'll talk about
perfect.
It. Mm-hmm.
We will. Awesome. Thank you. I hope you have the best rest of your day today, because it is the best
day
of our
life. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
That concludes my show with Janet McKee. Take advantage of her offer to receive her book, Stressless Success, free of charge at stresslesssuccess.com. Y'all, I just want to send you all my love. Thank you for supporting my podcast, my work. Go to NOLA Therapy on Facebook and Instagram to follow. Join my email list and give a written review of this podcast. And I'll see you next week. Bye.
You're listening.
listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa